Today is Friday, October 25th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Frankenstein Day, or National Frankenstein Friday. It's National Greasy Foods Day. It's Sourest Day. Chucky the Notorious Killer Dog Day. Doll Day. National Merry Music Day. And last but not least, National Breadstick Day. Speaking of breadsticks, I was watching this YouTube video because, I don't know, I haven't been watching much YouTube this week. I've been watching TV shows. And I was killing some time. I was relaxing in between meetings today. And a YouTube video was recommended to me by Mateo Lane, which Joe Batance does not think is funny. But I think he's funny. He's a gay comedian. Some of you may have heard of him. Mark and I went to see him in St. Louis. But I had been seeing him on YouTube and on various places on the internet for years. And he's Italian. And the thing is, he has a friend, his best friend in New York, Nick. They do a lot of YouTube videos together. And Nick is not a professional comedian. I think Nick may have some aspirations to be famous online. And he is funny. He is really funny. But I think he's a real estate agent in New York. And they're friends. And apparently they're friends with Bob the Drag Queen and some other folks that may be well known. But one of the YouTube videos that they did was, a while ago, was they went to Olive Garden. Well, Mateo Lane has this thing about, first of all, he's probably very health conscious because he's a muscle head, or he looks very muscular, although he says he only started working out a few years ago and he was never athletic or whatever. But he just kind of comes across as, oh, I don't want to put this sugar and preservatives in my body kind of person to begin with. But he also is Italian, or he's part Italian, and so he makes a big deal about him being Italian. Well, Nick is from a small town and loves the Olive Garden. And so they did a video while, and Mateo Lane thinks Olive Garden is horrible and a horrible representation of Italian food and et cetera, et cetera. And so they did this video and Nick was loving everything and Mateo was hating everything and everyone, it just got so many views. And so they did a repeat of that video, but they brought another Italian. And I know if Joe Batance is listening to that, I know there are people that are going to make, or Joe or someone will make fun of me, but I have a lot of experience eating. A lot of experience eating. I cook a lot. I am a pretty good cook, I think. And I eat all the way from Michelin-starred, three-star restaurants all the way down to side-of-the-road food truck, etc. And I just don't understand. I do not think that Olive Garden is bad. Is it the best food ever? No. And here is another controversial statement that I'm going to make. And please, everyone, if you're Italian, please don't hate me for this. If you are, but I have eaten in Italy multiple times. And although I enjoyed the food that I ate when I was in Italy, I did not get this, oh my God, oh, homemade Italian food from Italy. I didn't get this sense of, oh, I've had a religious experience. Now I know what the best food is like. They have good food in Italy. Pasta is great. I enjoyed it. But at the same time, it's pasta and sauce. the way people go on and on and on about, oh my God, it's like, it was like, we enjoyed it, but it wasn't like I was blown away. Now, Olive Garden is different. Sure. I understand. Maybe they get, it's only a level of degree different though. And maybe how they cook it, or maybe they overcook their pasta at Olive Garden and maybe the sauce is too sugary, you know, in Olive Garden, because it's fast casual in the US and we like sugar and we like processed foods and, you know, whatever. So I understand that, but I, for them to be so indignant, if I went to a place that said they served home style, Southern, you know, American food, I wouldn't get indignant about it if it wasn't exactly what I was used to from my grandma's kitchen. You know, I don't really get it. And I know Italy, it's a thing, like they're really, their cuisine is like a big deal to them. And so whatever, but I just don't get it, because yes, did I enjoy the food in Italy for the most part? Yes. Do I enjoy food from Olive Garden? Yes. There are things from Olive Garden that I do go. So I don't quite understand this over the top, oh my God, I'm indignant, this is horrible, what, blah, you know, like making a throw up. And I know they want to get views and et cetera, but I don't really understand that. So anyway, there is that. I'm babysitting my parents' dog. I'm dog sitting my parents' dog, which was not convenient. They asked me to babysit her on Monday, and I couldn't because we go into the office on Mondays and Wednesdays, and she would just be coming here to be alone in the house, and who knows what would have happened while I was gone. And then my mom didn't feel well on Monday. She was supposed to have a doctor's appointment in Little Rock, which is 3 hours away, and she was not feeling well. And so they canceled the Monday appointment and rescheduled it for Friday. Well, I work from home on Fridays. And so mom said, oh, well, do you mind keeping Tabitha if you're working from home today? And, there are a couple of reasons. Yes, I am a people pleaser. And yes, I attempt to please my parents. It is a thing. It's, I like to please my parents. It's just one of those things. But also, there's a little bit of quid pro quo, because we want them to keep Sydney when we travel, and I feel like it's only fair for us to return the favor when they need us to keep Tabitha for them. Especially, you know, if we're home and there's nothing else that we're doing. But the problem is, Mark is coming back tomorrow. I had some things I wanted to do, and Tabitha is such a needy dog. She follows me everywhere, and if she gets too excited, she pees. I mean, they brought her in the door this morning, and she immediately peed. So much pee. It was like somebody took a quart container and just poured it on the floor. There was so much pee. I mean, luckily, once she's here and settles down, that tends to stop. If I pet her too lovingly, she might pee. I pretty much have to ignore her. It's getting better, but it's very slow. It's very slow. It's very slowly. Over the past 6 months, it's gotten a tiny bit better. And I feel like she's past the age where she should be peeing. So I've read online that usually they grow out of that after they're a year, year and a half, something like that. And she is at least a year old. So I don't know, but it's just making it, because I wanted to wash the sheets, and I can do it, but I pulled up the rugs because I don't want her peeing on the rugs. So now I've got to put the rugs back. I have to drop off Mark's car at the airport because I'm not going to be here when he gets in town. I have a haircut. I'm going to be driving back from St. Louis. And so my parents are going to bring me home from the airport, but they're not getting home till 7. And I have the mix at 9. And I have to leave at 7 in the morning for my haircut. So there's just... So I'm recording, she's downstairs, but I'm just hoping she's not peeing or chewing or, you know, doing something that she shouldn't do or mistreating Sydney, because Tabitha is very jealous of Sydney and wants to dominate and get her way. She is not a very well-behaved dog, but my parents are old and my mom babies her and lets her do whatever she wants to do. There is no discipline for that dog in their house. And I'm a big believer of disciplining your pets. I don't mean beating them or anything, but I mean, you know, training them. Training them to do what they're supposed to be doing. And I just feel like she doesn't get enough structure and training from my parents. So I'm doing this, and then I've got all of this stuff to do. I don't know if I'm even going to get any laundry done. I need to wash some towels. I'd really like to wash the sheets, because it would be so lovely if Mark got home and he slept on fresh, out-of-the-washer and dryer sheets. You know, he's going to be very tired and groggy from a long plane trip, and I think that would be really nice, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to squeeze it all in. So much to do, and again, have to watch Tabitha. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.